It's Laramie from our in-studio guest this week, Amy Ray, who told us about the next project.
And not to tip your hand too much, you are going into the studio in the fall.
Yeah.
With Emily. There will be a new Indigo Girls record, hopefully early winter.
Yeah, I'm excited. Emily said she's the most excited about this record than she's been in a long time, which is cool because for 5 years I've been trying to talk her into this folk album. I've been like, I want to do a folk album because I'm extremes, you know, I'm into extremes. And she had good reasons for not wanting to do it yet. I mean, her songwriting was in a certain direction and so was mine. But what we try to do is capture what we have in our roots, but be better at it. That's kind of what we want to do. Because some of that old stuff, I love the approach to it, but it could be stronger, you know, I mean, music-wise, writing-wise. So that's what we're trying to capture. We're excited. We're going, Brady Blade's going to come in and do a little bit of drum kind of stuff, and we're going to have our bass player, Claire Kenny, and we're going to have some accordion, but it's going to be very rootsy. It's going to be like sitting in a circle, playing the songs the way that we know how to play. And so it'll be out in the early winter, and then we'll be touring as an acoustic band probably for a while. I mean, we do that half the year anyway, so it's not that new, but it is going to be a lot different from Come On Now Social. We sort of felt like, let's just do something simple. It's us. We should just do the thing that we're in the mood for, and this is kind of what we felt like doing. So, a rural record.
A rural record.
Yeah.